Today we're going to continue our study of the seven I am statements of our Lord Jesus. We have studied two statements so far. Does anyone remember what they are? The first one was, I am the bread of life. And the second, I am the light of the world. Today we're going to actually study the third and fourth statements combined because they are very closely related, and you can't have one without the other. So let us read John chapter 10, verse 1 through 15. Most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Verse 2, but he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Verse 4, and when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Verse 5, yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Verse 6, Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. Verse 8, all whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Verse 9, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. Verse 10, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Verse 12, but a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. 13, the hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. But I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by them, by my own. Verse 15, as the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Again, to understand why Jesus said what he did, we must understand the context, what happened to cause him to say this. You see, in chapter 9, there was an incident that took place where Jesus healed a blind man, a man who had been born blind since birth, and he healed him on the Sabbath day. And in this, the Pharisee sect, there was a rule that if anyone proclaimed Jesus to be the Messiah, then they would be excommunicated. Well, so when this blind man was healed, which had never happened before in history, where a person who had been born, who had been blind since birth, had been healed, the Pharisees, of course, went, you know, asked the man, who did this to you? And they said, he told them, and they said, are you saying he's the Messiah? And they said, well, and the man said, I don't know. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. And so they excommunicated him. And when the Lord Jesus found out about it, he went to the man who had been blind. He said to him, do you believe in the Son of God? And he said, who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? And Jesus said to him, you have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you. Verse 38, then he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. And because of this, he was cast out. So the Lord Jesus basically now is telling the Pharisees, giving them an illustration of who really is blind. And who is the true shepherd of the people? Is it the Pharisees who think that they are the shepherds? Who think they know what's best for the people? Who think that they can recognize the Messiah when he comes? Or is it the Lord Jesus who is the good shepherd, the true shepherd? So Let's begin a kind of a sort of a verse by verse study of this chapter and see what we can learn and how we can apply it to our daily life. Verse 1, he says, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." Now we have to understand what a sheepfold was. The shepherds, of course, would take their flocks, and usually there were no more than about 100 sheep to a flock, somewhere ranged between 60 to 100 sheep to a flock. And they would, by day, take them out into the pastures, leading them to green grass and water, and they would watch over them. And sheep are very dumb animals. Sheep are unusual in the sense most animals have some form of way to protect themselves. But sheep are very docile, very dumb animals. And they are prone to wander off. In fact, they've been known to just follow one of the other sheep and just kind of fall off a cliff. So when the Lord Jesus compares us to sheep, he really isn't too far off, is he? Aren't we kind of like the sheep? We are dumb by nature. We're stubborn. We wander off. We don't listen sometimes. And we keep making the same mistakes over and over. Many times the sheep would wander off, and the next day the shepherd would get that same sheep and bring him back again. And we tend to do the same thing. Now, the sheep pens is where they would put the sheep while either they were, the shepherd wanted to take a nap, or they were resting, or especially at night. If they would be if they were in a city or a small town, they had a larger sheep pen, and they would bring in, all the shepherds would bring in their sheep to that pen and keep them corralled in. And at the top would be, of this wall would be thorns and briars and prickly things that would keep the wild animals and keep people from coming in at night to try to steal the sheep. Now the doorway, let's look at verse 2. He who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. The doorway was only about 2 to 2.5 feet wide. And the shepherd would sleep in that doorway to ensure that his sheep would not wander off. And that the wild beasts would not try to devour them. So the only way to enter the sheep pen would be either by trying to climb over the top, or if the shepherd were to let them in. This was a very narrow opening.